Welcome to Thought for May the 5th. Our readings are Deuteronomy chapter 22, Song of Solomon chapter 2, and Acts chapters 14 and 15. And our thought is God who knows the heart. Today we read about a conference of a serious nature that took place in Jerusalem among the disciples and other principal brethren. It was about problems that had arisen amongst the believers. Some of the Pharisees, who were now believers in Christ, were saying that the Gentiles whom Paul had been converting, that it is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses. Acts 15 verse 5. Peter recounts to the assembly how God had acted to bring about the conversion and baptism of Cornelius, a Roman, and also his relatives and friends. So God ordained, says Peter, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them. Verses 7 and 8. How powerful to realize, to fully realize, that God knows the heart. We must meditate on that fact. The result of the conference is that they decided to write to the Gentiles saying that it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay on you no greater burden than these requirements, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you do well. Verses 28 and 29. Nowadays, at least in this country, there is no sacrificing to idols or drinking blood or animals strangled so that they retain the blood in their bodies. The one thing that there is, here and it seems in all countries, is an increasing abundance in sexual immorality. It was widespread in those days, as we see it is mentioned in nearly all the letters of the apostles and in the final messages of Jesus to the ecclesias. In Revelation 2 verses 15 and 20. The final message of Jesus in the last chapter in the Bible has Jesus telling us, "Behold, I am coming soon," in God's sense of soon, for he sees one day as a thousand years, as Peter says in 2 Peter 3 verse 8, "bringing my recompense or reward with me to repay everyone for what he has done." Outside are the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Revelation 22 verses 12 and 15. Let us all know God in our hearts and realize he knows us. So let us keep ourselves from these. To really know God, which must include having an intimate prayer life, provides the strength to do this. And our regular reading and meditation on his word is an essential part of achieving this goal. Well, thank you once again for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's word, remembering that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.